You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing his teaching on knowing and believing the love of God and how knowing and believing he loves you can cause you to win every time. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about knowing and believing the love of God, and in particular right now, because it's not enough to know, just to know about the love of God, you've got to believe it. And so one of the ways that we've been working on believing the love that God has for us, we've been looking at how God acts. We've not just been reading the Scripture, but we're actually seeing how God acts towards people when they make mistakes, when there's been challenges. And in particular now, we've begun to look at an incident with Jesus because, again, Hebrews chapter 1 says that Jesus is the express image of the Father. Jesus himself said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So if we want to know how Jesus acts, then this is what we do. This is how we do. We look at Jesus, and we can expect Jesus to treat us the same way. And so we're getting our doctrine from who Jesus is, all right? And so, and again, if you've missed any part of this, please go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com. And, or if at the end of this broadcast you'd like to participate, we've got a free daily devotional there. We've got our partners make it possible for us to give you these materials for free. And so please go there, like us on Facebook, all that stuff. But on the website, there's a bunch of free things for you. In particular, also, if this is a blessing to you, don't wait. Become a partner today. And your financial support increases your rewards in heaven, plus increases your income in the earth. But I want to get into this today. So, increases your income in the, yeah, because God blesses the seed that you sow, multiplies it. If you sow nothing, you know, 10 times zero is still zero, okay? Now, we've been looking at him dealing with a woman caught in adultery, in the very act. And let's go back to John chapter 1. And we're going to be in verse 2. Now, John 8, verse 2. Now, early in the morning, he came into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. And then the scribes and the Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery. And then they sat her in the midst, and they said to him, Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery in the very act. Now, Moses in the law commanded that such should be stoned. But what do you say? Just as a brief review, Jesus has gone into church to teach. He is sitting in front of the congregation beginning to teach. And as he begins to teach, a group of preachers brings in a woman half naked because she's caught in the very act. They're not concerned about her modesty. They don't care about her. They call her such because that's what religion does. Religion, you know, one of the problems with religion is it does away with personal relationship with the Lord. Religion wants you to stare at God and to believe that God is staring at you. And that is not true. This is what Christianity is about, is the ability to fellowship with God and God's ability to fellowship with you. Okay? And so they say that such should be stoned, right? This they said, testing him, that they might have something to accuse him. But he stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger. Now, part of this is, it seems as though that these Pharisees and the scribes want to catch him in a catch-22. Now, remember, he's in church teaching, so there's a congregation there. They're actually between Jesus and the congregation with this naked lady. Or half-naked lady. Hopefully she's got a sheet on. And what they're saying is that it's going to be one of two things. He's either going to say, no, don't stone her. And they're going to jump and say, see, you don't honor Moses. You don't, because they did that in other places. You don't honor Moses. You don't honor the law. You're a lawbreaker. Or he's gonna say, yeah, pick up a rock and let's kill her. And they're gonna say, see, he's just like us. It's just legalism, all of this stuff. He doesn't care about you. All he cares about is the law. And they think they've got him trapped. And see, if he does that, he's going to do it in front of this congregation that's on the other side that he was teaching when they brought her in. He stoops down and writes on the ground. Now, a lot of times people have tried to say what he was writing on the ground. I don't know what he was writing on the ground. I've got some ideas, but the truth of the matter is if it was important what he was writing on the ground, it'd tell us. I think part of this is he's stalling. He's killing time because he doesn't know everything at this moment in himself. Remember, Philippians says that he emptied himself of his divine privileges. One of those things would have been his omnipotence and omniscience, his ability to be all-knowing. And there's several different things that point to that. We know that when he was a child, it says that he grew in wisdom. Well, if you know everything, you don't grow, right? You just know everything. I don't know if you figured this out yet or if this has ever occurred to you, but nothing ever just occurs to God. God is not going to learn anything tomorrow. God is not going to learn anything today. God is not going to learn anything in 1,000 years. He already knows everything. Okay, so Jesus, I believe, is waiting on the Father. What do I say? What do I do in this instance? And so when he had continued asking him, now again, I think this is just important just as a general rule. If people are sitting there demanding you give an answer and you don't have one yet, don't stand up. It's as though he did not hear. And he stays on the ground until he's got an answer. You know, sometimes we make mistakes because we're being pressured by people and we're not willing to sit there and listen to God. Now, again, if Christianity is not a religion, it's a relationship, then it's about us hearing from our Lord and then doing what we hear, right? It's not just what we see written in the Word, even though nothing we hear from God will ever contradict the written Word. They will be in complete agreement because it's the same Spirit. But he's not feeling the pressure of the crowd. And I have to be honest, if I was him, this would be pressure of the crowd. Because think about it, okay? Again, because a lot of times we don't think about Jesus as being every way tempted as we are yet without sin. But he still was tempted. And I have to be honest, one of the temptations would have been was, what are the people in the crowd thinking of me? Because right now, they're acting like this is a tennis match, right? Like, the Pharisee says this, and so their head turns one way. And then Jesus is saying this, so their head turns another way. And it's like, people would have been passing out popcorn in church because this would have, this is getting good here because we got a naked lady, we got preachers, and we got all this going on. And if you're sitting there and you're Jesus, you've got the pressure of this woman's life. You've got the pressure of your peers, these preachers demanding an answer, and you've got the pressure of the congregation of what are they going to think about you? What are they thinking right now? What about the pressure of your disciples, the people that work for you? And see, he's not yielding to any of this pressure. People say, well, he probably didn't even feel it. If he didn't, then he is not pressured, he was not tempted in every way like we are yet without sin, because I would have felt the pressure. I want to believe I wouldn't have yielded to it, but I would have known it was going on. The devil would have helped me. Hey, what do you think the people think about you? What do you think the disciples think about you? What do you think these other preachers think about you? What do you, you could cause this woman to die right here if you make a mistake. I mean, I don't know if you've ever had the devil fire shotgun blast of thoughts at you like that, but it's happened to me. So he kneels down. And he stands up. He raises himself up and turns and says to them, he who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first. Okay, so they thought they were presenting him with option A and option B, and yet the Father gives Jesus option C. I am not bound by what you are demanding. I don't have to respond to the law of Moses. I don't have to respond to the pressure this way. I'm going to listen to God and that's what I'm going to do. So they thought they had him. Stoner or not stoner? So what does Jesus do? He gets the wisdom from the Father, and it shuts everything down. A or B, A or B. Have you ever been put in that situation? Which is it? Is it this or that? And neither one of them look good? Stop. Listen to the Lord. He'll give you an option C. So he stands up and he says, he who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first. Now, I don't know if I'm the woman that this still sounds good, because these guys appear pretty self-righteous, right? They were pretty content to leave the man that I was sleeping with in the bed and just drag me. So they seem to think they are right, and that they've convinced themselves that a lot of wrong things are right somehow. Now notice when Jesus does this, he again stooped down and wrote on the ground. He's unmoved. And you know, sometimes we get a word from God and then we try to elaborate on it. He's not going to do that. And then we'll get into this probably tomorrow. It says, then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest even to the last. So Jesus takes option C and now puts it back on them. Which of you now is willing to say, I have no sin? Which of you is now willing to say that I am righteous before God and I have no sin? And so the oldest people, I mean, they've been around a while. And the first one says, I don't think I'm going to be able to pick up a rock today, boys. I apologize. I've been around a while, and I've made some mistakes. I'm unwilling to stand before this woman, before you, my peers, and before this congregation and say, I have no sin. See, now they are in a catch-22. Are you willing to say you've never missed it? You know, you can learn to hear from God this way. We have a series called How to Hear from God Accurately that you can go to our website and listen to. Our partners provided it absolutely free. But I want you to notice once again, Jesus is not quick to jump on the bandwagon and condemn this woman. We're going to get more into this tomorrow. Listen to Michael. He has some important announcements about some upcoming things.
Attention, faithful men of God. Kurt Owen Ministries wants to invite you to the 2019 Men's Faith Advance. This year's topic is Speak to the Mountain, and will be held at the beautiful Fountain Beach Resort on the Atlantic Ocean in Daytona Beach. You will hear anointed messages from Kurt Owen, Pastor Aaron Dirksen, Pastor Patrick Hodeling, along with Praise and Worship with Charlie LeBlanc. You owe it to yourself to learn how to unleash the very power of God that is already inside of you simply by speaking His word to any mountain in your life. The mountain will move in the name of Jesus. It's just a matter of faith, and faith comes by hearing, and you will hear at this Faith Advance. The price is $175. It's all inclusive, including two nights of hotel stay, all of your meals, and entrance into all of the conference sessions. Registration is easy. Simply text the word ADVANCE to the number 44321. Space is limited, so do not delay. Save your spot now to this life-changing event simply by texting the word ADVANCE to the number 44321. This will link you to all of the information that you need to register. Come join us to learn how to speak to the mountain. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Can't find a Christian bookstore? Well, visit our bookstore at WCNO.com, where you will find thousands of items to choose from, including over 1,200 Bibles, communion supplies, resources for pastors, books, educational supplies, clothing, games,